If we had a thought today, it would be this: created, designed, empowered. Those of you that will be working in Vacation Bible School this week will hear that a lot. Created, designed, empowered. And the focus of the scripture text this coming week comes to us out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Dear friends, the Lord would have us convey to you today his divine will for your life. You see, dear friends, we were created, we were designed, and we have today been made empowered to do the things that the Lord would have us to do. Dear friends, when you look here at the book of Ephesians, you will find there that this is Paul's first in the prison epistles. Where you see, dear friends, at the time that Paul penned this letter, he was incarcerated. He was under house arrest. But despite all the binds and all the bounds that seemed to be upon him, the Lord blessed him to preach. He blessed him to minister. And he blessed him to do the things that God would have him to do. We say that, dear friends, to say this: the Lord God Almighty has blessed you. He's created you. He has designed you. And he's empowered you to do the things that he would have you to do in our world today. Don't let the limitations of life hold the will of God at bay. Allow God to not only bless you, but to help you to do the things that the Lord would have you to do. You might say, Brother Lynn, what can I do? Dear friends, if you have a willing heart, you can rest assured that the Holy Spirit will lead you. He'll guide you and enable you to be used in ways that brings blessing to God. Dear friends, you have been created. You have been designed. And today, praise God, you've been empowered to do the will of God. Oh, dear friends, I'm thankful for this letter that Paul would write to the church of Ephesians, for he told the church there that they were saved through grace. They were saved through their faith. Their good favor from God enabled them to be saved. He wasn't saved by works. He wasn't saved by might. He weren't saved by power. They were saved through their faith in Jesus Christ. And dear friends, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you've been born again, praise God, the Lord began a great work in you, through you, and about you. Well, you see, dear friend, he created you, he designed you, and empowered you to bring glory to God. Paul would write, for we are his workmanship. If you study that phrase, if you study that statement, that has to do with poetry, has to do with a poem, it has to do with the wonderful rendition of God through his love for all the world. For God so loved the world that he saved and he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The Lord brought salvation to a lost, dying, and equal world simply because and he loved and praised God, he still loves. He loves. Well, you see, dear friends, Paul had the desire in his heart to see lives change. things for the glory of God. Well, you see, Paul knew that he was created, he was designed, and God gave him power to do the things that the Lord would have him to do. You might say, Brother Lynn, what can I do? Friends, you can serve, you can pray, you can go, you can do, you can have an influence, you can have a will to be pleasing to God. And I came today, dear friends, it will bless in tremendous ways. These children this week needs people that they can look up to. They need to be able to see people that has a Christian demeanor about them, that God can use to impact their life in a tremendous way. You say, Brother Lynn, why is that so important? Dear friends, it is so important because we, the workmanship, the portrait of the Almighty, may be the only bow that the world will ever see. You know, we've had children that's come to this church that have never been to church, didn't know how to act, didn't know what to do. They would just stay confused. And they would be afraid, and they would be sort of timid. And I've had people to mention that to me. I said, that's okay. That's okay. You'll be fine. God will bless them. God will show them the example. He will give them the illustration that they need to have the Lord fulfill His will. Praise God in their life. Oh, how important that is. Paul said this. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Notice here, we're the portrait of the Lord. We're His portrait, and we were created in Christ Jesus to do good works for the kingdom of God. And that was put in place before you and I were ever born. God had a plan and a purpose. Praise God for us all. The question today, are we fulfilling the purpose of God? Now, the Lord has made provision. The Lord has made a way. Well, the Bible tells us in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way. And I thought about that so much in this past week when we began to look at God's Word. Would you see, dear friend, old Paul put a strong emphasis upon being a part of the body of Christ, that all had a purpose and that God had a plan before you ever thought of. He had a plan to create, to design, and to empower you so that you can fulfill your lives in the ways of God. This is not by chance. This is not by accident. This was preordained by the Father. It's God's will that we have Vacation Bible School. It's God's will that we come into the presence of the Holy One to worship and praise. It's God's will, dear friends, that the Lord would have us to come together as He has, so that we can bring Him honor, that we can bring Him praise, and bless His name, glory. But Paul penned this. He penned it in this manner. Well, you see, he would go on in chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians, in chapter 24, he would say, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You know, we see people all the time that says, well, the Lord has just restored me. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. It's much more than that. The war didn't rebuild you. He didn't recreate you. Praise God. Through his blood, he made you new. He made us new. People says, oh, well, the Lord's done a little work on me. Well, dear friends, he needs to do a little work on us all. But when we become a child of his, I want you to understand something today. My God did not reap out the old. Praise God, he made me new. That's why that Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, we must be what? Born again. Born again. Not to take that old corrupt and transform it, but make it new. Now you see the glorious miracle here. I want you to understand the glorious miracle here. Well, Paul would write, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto the works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You couldn't walk in the ways of God when you were lost and undone. You couldn't walk in the ways of God when corruption and sin ravaged your life. But praise be to God, when the blood of the Lamb was applied, dear friends, you were created, you were designed and empowered by the Most High to carry out, praise his name, the will of God. You see, the Lord didn't want to work with that old simple land. He wanted a new land. He wanted to give a fresh start, a new start, to make me what God would have me to be. And I tell you, dear friends, what blessed my heart, for we all have sinned, failed, and came short of the glory of God. What the Lord has done in this dispensation of grace, in the day and time in which it is that we live, he can take this old vile, simple flesh and allow it and bless it and help it to be productive to the kingdom of God. Why? Because there's a new man in him. He says, oh, well, I just got saved all of this old flesh that is saved. It's going to go back to the dust of the earth. But praise be to God, through my faith in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, I tell you today, church, I'm a new man. I'm a new man in an old skin. But I'm going to shed that one day. One day, then we'll realize the fulfillment of God's desire. But in the meantime, but in the day and time of which it is that we live, dear friends, never forget that you were created, that you were designed, and that you were empowered to be used by the Lord. So many today want to do what they want to do, when they want to do, and how they want to do it. Well, dear friends, when you was made anew and you became this new creation, you got to walk to the beat of a different drum. The sounds of the world has to be held at bay. For you see, dear friends, when Paul spoke to the church at Ephesus in this matter, he wanted them to understand the persecutions and the heresies and the attacks from Satan is going to come, but by the will, the might, and the power of God, you, praise God, can overcome. Not as the old man. that are blood-bought believers have been bought and paid for by a price. By a price. And because he gave, and we through faith have received, praise God, we all should walk in faith and in love. As new creatures. You say, well, Brother Lynn, do you fail and sin and come short every day? Yes, I do. But praise be to God, because I'm a new creature. In the eyes of God, forgiveness is mine through him. When I lived as an old man, when I was the old man, the only forgiveness that I could obtain was through by the blood through salvation. But you see, dear friends, once you have been created new, the possibilities are endless. You say, what do you mean by that? The opportunities to come and to serve and teach and to go and do the things that is pleasing to God is endless. It's endless. You know what I found out a long time ago? That when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I learned a long time ago that I'm not my own anymore. Paul, when he was Saul of Tarsus, he was his own man. He was a Pharisee, old Saul was. He was a persecutor of the church. He was the judge, jury, and executioner of his day. But when he encountered our risen Lord in Acts chapter 9 on that Damascus road, all things changed. He still looked like old Saul. You can call him Paul, but he looks that same way. But I tell you, when the power of God rested upon him, he became, praise God, new. So have you. And that's why that God would have us to walk in that manner. Vacation Bible School is a perfect opportunity to begin that stroll with the Lord. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not doing that much. Listen, you don't have to do a whole lot, because listen, I'm proof positive that God can sometimes do a lot with a little. He says, well, I need to do this in a great way. No, you just have to be willing in God to take care of the rest. Dear friends, the opportunity to fulfill the will of God in one's life has presented itself. Whether it's helping decorate or take decorations down or picking up children or taking out some tracts or doing a Bible study or being an encourager to someone in need or being a prayer partner for somebody. I tell you, friend, the endless possibilities are enormous. To bless us and to help us to show this lost, dying, and needful world that we are his workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. You couldn't do it when you were lost. You couldn't do it when you was an old man. You couldn't do it. But praise God through the blood, you can. Yeah. I had a meeting days ago, sat in a meeting with some theologians and some doctrinal gentlemen, and they had PhDs, and they had all these things, and all these discussions going on about the things of the world. When I had my chance to get to the floor, I said, I'm just a little old country mountain preacher. I'm a casual preacher with a full-time heart. But I can tell you this. These men, things that they can live any way they want to, do whatever it is they want to do, whatever it is they want to do, they ain't serving the same God I'm serving. Because there's a convicting power on that new man. It transforms. It changes things. And you see, this is what Paul wanted them to understand, as he does us. We're his workmanship. We're the Lord's portrait. We're created in Christ Jesus for great, glorious, and wonderful works. To bring honor and to bring praise and thank you. If we leave this house of prayer today as our own self, we can't blame nobody but ourselves. When Paul would send this prison epistle by way of Titus to the church there at Ephesus, he would also address the letter to the Philemon. He would also address the Colossians. He would also address many other churches there in Asia Minor. But it was theirs to do with what they were. You see, dear friends, created in Christ Jesus, the workmanship of the Almighty, through the infinite wisdom of God, before the foundation of the world, you were created. You were designed and empowered. Now today, dear friends, what are we going to do with what God so graciously has given? You know something? I learned a long time ago. God's done his part. Now it's up to me to do mine. Is today the day that we decide to do ours? I pray that it is. For many, dear friends, there's a crossroads that people are at. Created new and wonderful through our Lord, yet are unwilling to serve. Dear friends, the Lord is able. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, what can I do? What can I do? Well, Paul would say he planted a fellow pastor by the name of Apollos who watered. And then Paul would say that God gave the increase. It may be you, it may be you, it may be you, and it may be me that God will use this next week to stir the heart, mind, and soul of fertile ground for salvation. Found out a long time ago, we're all in this together. No big eyes, no little U's, in the eyes of God. You say, well, all I can do, Brother Lynn, is just come, maybe sit in a classroom, and be available. Well, you do that. You do that. You'd be surprised how you might encourage a teacher. You might be surprised how that somebody will be blessed by us just making a presence. God is so good. Because you see, his workmanship, his creative design is beyond measure. I also found out a long time ago that you never do nothing for the Lord that he will bless you. Is it always easy? No. Is it sometimes hard? Yes. But he will always bless you. You know why? Because he blesses his. And we're his. If we know him as our Savior. Let's stand here. Mr. Paul, would you come and bless the verse of the song? You're here today. You're born again. You are a new man. You are a new woman, a new boy, a new girl. The portrait of the hand of God has been written upon your heart, mind, and soul. But it seems as though you've been a closed book. Well, I've got many, many books in my library back here, and many at home, and some of them are new, but they've just not been opened. And I have good intentions. I plan on reading. They're still back there. They're still in you. They just got to be up. You may be a new creature today, and you just need to be a. Well, the opportunity today, dear friend, is for you to be open. This coming Vacation Bible School may be an opportunity that a lost, dying, and needy world can read what God has written. Praise His goodness. If you're here today and you need salvation, rededication, prayer, whatever your need may be, please, 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 don't let this opportunity.